welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, bringing you programs from radio's golden era. I'm Mark LeVonier, and coming up in this hour, sitcoms. Later in the hour, Duffy's Tavern from 1949, but first, an episode of The Adventures of Maisie. Based on actor Ann Southern's recurring roles in the Maisie motion pictures, which were released from the later 30s through the mid-1940s. This next episode from February 23, 1950, from MGM syndication.
Hiya, babe. See how about a little... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said. Maisie Revere from Brooklyn. I've done a lot of work in the theater, but I keep giving it up because I'm really interested in something steady, like eating. So I took a job as a traveling sales lady for a certain novelty company. And after 3 days at it, I can see why they call it a novelty company. If you sell something, it's a novelty. And when I took this job, I was supposed to be a house-to-house salesman. But they didn't tell me the houses were 20 miles apart. And I'm hungry, too. Guess I'll just leave my trusty old sample cases out here on the sidewalk and buy myself something to eat in this little hamburger joint. Gosh, those hotcakes and little sausages smell good. Yummy.
Yes, miss, what can I do for you?
Thanks, I didn't think you noticed me. How much for hot cakes and sausages, my little man?
A bit lost 35 cents.
Well, very reasonable. Very.
The toast is free.
Good. Then that's for me.
Oh, miss, the toast is free only if you take the breakfast.
Oh, kind of thought there was a catch to it. I'll take a cup of coffee.
Oh, sure, miss. Oh, I'm sorry, miss. I spilled some of the coffee into your saucer.
Oh, good. I'm a little too tired to do it by myself.
Oh, do you like drinking it from a saucer, too?
Well, not ordinarily, Sonny, but that's the only way I can drink it and keep an eye on my sample cases out on the sidewalk at the same time.
Did you say sample cases?
Uh-huh. I'm a traveling sales lady.
Oh, I see. What are you selling?
Nothing.
You're selling nothing?
Mm-hmm. Folks in this part of the country sure have a lot of sales resistance.
Yeah. Here, I'll give you some more coffee.
Oh, thanks.
Miss, you ain't from these parts, are you?
Nope. Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, gosh, New York. I heard a lot about New York. What's it really like?
Like nothing you've ever seen, Mr.
Johnny, miss. Johnny Clark.
Oh, well, I'm Maisie Revere.
Hi.
Hi. Johnny.
Yes, Maisie?
I think maybe you'd better stop pouring the coffee. The counter's starting to float.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I was just carried away, kind of. Gosh, give me the big city anytime. There's nothing to do in these hick towns.
No?
No, look at this place. It's practically a cemetery with lights.
Oh.
Nothing to do. No place to go. And all those crazy laws.
Crazy laws?
Yeah.
Why? What are the city fathers against here, Johnny?
You name it, and they're against it.
Oh.
We got all kinds of crazy laws. Oh, hi, Officer Riley.
Whose suitcases are those out on the sidewalk?
There's one of them now.
Oh. Well, those things are mine, officer. I left them out on the sidewalk while I came in for a cup of coffee.
Well, you should have taken them in with you.
Oh, well, that's silly. None of my suitcases drink coffee. Keeps them up at night.
Oh, one of them witty type persons.
Look, Officer Riley, she has...
Oh, let me handle this, Johnny. What's wrong with leaving my stuff out in the curb?
It's section 252 in the penal code of this township. That's what's wrong. That'll be $5, miss.
$5 for parking my stuff on your crummy sidewalk?
Maisie, please.
That'll be $10, miss.
$10? $2. Don't tell me I got my junk parked on both sides of the street.
You just broke city ordinance number 348, whereby it's a misdemeanor by word or action to deride city property. And that sidewalk is city property.
Officer, have you got rocks in your head?
Ordinance 529 states that insulting an officer of the law in the pursuit of his duty is punishable by a fine of $5.
Well, I'll take $10 worth of that. Officer Riley, I've met flat feet in my time, but this is the first time I met one who was flat at both ends.
Maisie, please.
And if you think you can pull that stuff on me, you ought to have your brain examined by a doctor. And if he finds a brain, somebody ought to have the doctor examined.
Oh, Maisie, you're only making a word.
Here's your summons, miss. Be at Judge Murdoch's court tomorrow morning at 10, with $50.
Oh, this is the most ridiculous... $50?
According to Ordinance 833, it's a misdemeanor to talk in an unnecessarily loud voice before 9 a.m. Good day, miss.
Now, officer.
Yes?
I haven't got the money.
Too bad, miss. You're not going to like our jail.
Jail? Johnny, would they... I mean, you think this
I'm sorry, Maisie. Anything I can do?
Yeah. Ask your chef to bake me a cake. With a file in it.
Come in.
Oh, I'm looking for Peter Rockford, the lawyer.
I'm Peter Rockford, the lawyer, miss.
Revere. I sort of expected an older man. You're young.
Well, miss, it isn't against the law to be young, is it?
Well, it might be. Everything else in this town seems to be against the law. Gee, just get a look at what Officer Riley handed me.
Looks like you had the book thrown at you.
Yeah, I'm a regular one-woman murder incorporated all by myself. Mr. Rockford, I need advice, and I need it bad.
Well, I'd suggest you pay the fine.
Well, I don't need it that bad. Look, do you tell all your clients to go ahead and pay the fines without fighting the case?
You don't understand, Miss Revere.
Oh, I think I do. You don't want to defend me because I can't pay you.
Well, that's not true. It's, my hands are tied.
Your tongue ain't. You could tell that Judge Murdoch where to get off of those screwball laws. I don't want to go to jail and be a marked woman for life. You got to do something, Mr. Rockford.
I'm afraid I can't. You broke city ordinances, laws that are on the books.
But they don't make sense. What's so terrible about parking a couple of suitcases on the sidewalk?
Well, it's still the law, and the local constabulary enforces that and other archaic ordinances whenever the city treasury gets too low.
But why pick on a poor schnook like me? Gosh, what am I going to do?
I wish I could think of something. Come in.
Hi, Pete. Hi, Maisie.
Just call me public enemy number one, Johnny.
Uh-oh. Can't do anything, huh, Pete?
Nope, and I don't think we can expect any mercy from Judge Murdoch.
Oh, see, that's an angle.
Angle?
Yeah. After all, I'm a woman.
Oh, Murdoch is about 60.
Oh, too late, huh?
If I had the $50, Miss Revere, your problem would be solved.
Well, thanks, Pete. You're real sweet. But strange enough, it's not me I'm concerned about. It's you folks in this town. How can you enjoy life here?
Who enjoys it? Fine town, against the law to talk loud. Against the law to kiss a girl in public. Against
you
the law to take...
You can't even kiss a girl in public, either?
No.
The law passed after the war of 1812, just before the soldiers came home.
If you can't kiss a girl, it's the one that the soldiers wanted to come home.
Yeah.
Say, the newspaper should be interested in giving a lot of space to fighting a law like that. People are always interested in kissing.
I know I would be. If they made it less expensive.
Well, it might help to bring to light the other ridiculous outmoded bylaws if a case like that was actually brought to court and fought.
Well, it shouldn't be too hard to find two people in town that wouldn't mind kissing each other in public.
You mean a man and a woman?
That's the law, Sonny, of nature. And believe me, that's one law that makes sense.
Yeah, but who'll we get? Folks in this town don't care much for that kind of publicity.
Oh. Well, what about you, Johnny? You got a girl, haven't you?
Yeah, I got a girl, but kissing her is out. We're not married yet.
Oh.
How about you, Pete?
Me?
Yeah, why not? You're tall and handsome, curly black hair and the cutest dimples.
Oh, shucks. You mean you think there's a girl who'd want to kiss me?
Well, it could be, honey. Could be.
Oh. Yeah, what do you say, Pete? Are you willing to play the part of the first part?
Well, I guess so, but I'll need a girl to kiss. Who will we ask?
Oh, Petey, I don't have anything special to do right now.
Oh, Maisie, no use sending you to shop around. You couldn't know any of the girls in town.
No, I couldn't, could I?
Let's see now. There's Rita Howard. Yeah, the fellas all say that she's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm, she's got those protruding teeth, and every other one is missing. Yeah. Kissing her is like kissing a picket fence.
Well, I got all my teeth.
Say, Johnny, that Charlotte Phillips isn't a bad-looking dish.
Yeah, but her brother is 6'8".
I ain't got a brother.
We need a girl who doesn't talk much, don't we, Maisie?
Yep.
Now, who can we get?
Don't ask me, chum. I gave up long ago.
Say, I've got it.
Yeah? Who?
Maisie.
Me? Oh, that's a wonderful idea. How did you ever think of it?
Swell. Then it's set.
I don't know.
Well, here we go again. Why not?
Yeah, why can't you kiss Maisie?
Yeah, why not?
Well, you're hiring me as your lawyer. You're my boss.
Well, what do you want, a raise?
No, it's just that, well, business and romance don't go together.
No? Have you ever been a private secretary?
Well, let's see. If we're going to get ourselves arrested for kissing in a public place, we've got to pick out one that's real public.
Well, then let's go to the park.
But, Maisie, a cop only goes through the park every 2 hours.
Good. Then we'll have lots of time to practice.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Gosh, Peter, it's beautiful here in the park. The full moon shining and everything covered with snow. Sure is romantic. Pete, I said it certainly is romantic. Pete, I'm talking to you. Take off your earmuffs.
Okay. There.
Good. It sure is romantic here, Peter. Well, say something. That's beautiful, darling. Sheer poetry.
I'm sorry, Maisie, but I'm cold.
Well, it'll get warmer, son, much warmer. Johnny, you go find a cop.
No, I'd rather stay here and watch. I got a lot to learn.
You ain't the only one. Go find us a nice cop, Johnny.
Okay, I'll warn you when he's coming. I'll whistle like this, Pete. And if everything's all right, you whistle back.
If everything's all right, he won't be able to whistle back.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting. So, well, I'll go smell out a cop.
Yeah, and don't be long, Johnny.
Now, look, Peter. We got to make this kissing business look like the real thing if we want the cop to arrest us. You know, first we got to get in the mood.
Look, Maisie, we're just doing this thing for the people.
Well, I'm people, and I like a little preliminaries before the main event.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
Well, suppose you stop flapping your arms around yourself and flap them around me.
But, Maisie, I'm just flapping my arms to keep my blood circulating.
What blood? Take me in your arms, Pete.
Okay. There. Satisfied?
Yeah, thrilled.
Now what?
Let's talk.
About what?
About the situation in Indochina, that's what.
Oh, well, according to the latest reports, Indochina expects its government to...
Oh, shut up already.
I thought you wanted me to talk.
Yeah, but about something of mutual interest. Me.
Oh, what shall I say?
Oh, anything that pops into your mind, like a... Maisie, you're beautiful, adorable, and stuff like that.
Okay. Maisie, you're beautiful, adorable.
Yeah, go on.
Stuff like that.
Oh, fine.
Maisie, I mean it. You are beautiful, adorable.
Oh, well, go on, Pete, go on.
Hey, kids, a cop.
Which way is he looking?
The other way.
Well, don't bother him. He's probably tired.
He's looking this way now. You'd better kiss her, Pete.
Oh, you heard what the fella said, Peter?
Yes, Maisie, come closer.
Oh, Pete. That took my breath away.
Hey, what's coming off here?
My lipstick, officer. This man kissed me.
Oh, he did. Well, how do you like that?
Very much.
Me too.
Well, officer, what are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about it?
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to congratulate you. She's a very pretty girl.
Oh, do you really think so, officer? What about the law?
The law? What law?
Pete, kiss me again. That law.
Oh, you mean Statute 34529, Section B, is amended, whereby it shall be deemed unlawful for two persons of opposite sexes to kiss, embrace, or give undue evidence of affection on the streets, in the parks, or any public place of gathering?
Yeah, that's it.
I don't believe in it.
You don't?
Yes, don't you?
But you gotta believe in it.
Who says I do?
I do.
So do I.
Yeah, you better arrest them, officer, before I call a cop.
You keep out of this, fathead.
Oh, don't you dare call him a fathead, you... You, fathead!
Now, careful, Leslie. Miss, or I'll haul you in and fine you $10 for contempt of an officer.
$10? Well, I got more contempt for you than that.
Oh, well, that cuts it. I'm taking you in. Come on.
Take your hands off her, officer.
Oh, a wise guy, eh?
Oh, just a couple of law-abiding citizens.
Who insist on the protection promised us in the Constitution to be arrested for kissing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm arresting you for kissing.
Oh, at last.
Also, for creating a disturbance, being a public nuisance, holding a public meeting after curfew hours, inciting a riot, and walking on the grass.
Walking on the grass?
But it's covered with 6 inches of snow.
Yeah, but under the snow is grass, and you're walking on it. Come on, both of you.
Oh, Pete, we should have quit when we were ahead.
You only got 2 minutes to talk to her.
Thanks, Mr. Jailer.
Oh, hello, Peter. Are you free already?
Look, Maisie, they only gave me 2 minutes.
Well, that ain't much of a sentence. I'll probably get 2 years.
I mean 2 minutes to talk to you, so I'll have to talk fast.
Oh, yeah.
Our case comes up this afternoon before tough old Judge Murdoch. And I think we can beat the rap if you do exactly as I tell you.
Oh, sure, Peter. What do you want me to do?
Now, let me handle the whole thing. You know absolutely nothing.
Well, you ain't kidding, Miss, and today I proved it.
I mean when we come before the judge. Let me do all the talking.
Yes, time's up, folks.
Okay, now remember, Maisie, not a word from you.
I'll remember. Strong Pete. And when we come to trial, you won't be sore at me because I got you into this mess, will you? You won't sell me down the river.
Maisie, I'll be hanged if I will.
With that judge, that's possible, too.
Got another visitor, Miss Revere. You want to see him? Hey, Miss Revere, I said, do you want to see him? Why don't you answer?
My lawyer said I'm not supposed to talk.
It's me, Maisie.
Oh, come in, Johnny.
Thanks.
And leave the jail door open, guard. It's stuffy in here.
Oh, sure, miss. Anything you say? Oh, no, you don't. 2 minutes, sonny.
Okay.
Gee, it's nice of you to come and talk to me, Johnny.
Oh,
I'm tired of asking myself why I got into this mess. I get such stupid answers.
Oh, don't take it too hard, Maisie. After all, stone walls do not a prison make.
No? Well, you could have fooled me.
Gee, this is an awful mess you're in, Maisie.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
5 years, 10 years, it all depends on Peter.
Oh.
And whether the judge can be made to realize how stupid those outmoded laws are.
Stupid is right.
Yeah.
I've been reading up on some of the other laws, and they got some real comical ones.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maisie, do you know that this town still has a law in the books that goes back to the Civil War?
No.
Yeah. Says, quote, no resident of this township shall harbor or give refuge to a Southerner on penalty of life imprisonment or death, unquote.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Can you imagine what would happen if they tried to enforce that law today?
Yeah. Hey, Johnny, that's it, maybe.
I said something?
Could be. Johnny... Hmm. This Judge Murdoch, is he an old 60 or a young 60?
Well, I've noticed him eyeing the local bells on windy corners, but I never heard of the old guy making an actual pass.
Oh, then he's still susceptible. Look, Johnny, my little plan might not be as legal as Pete's, but it stands a better chance of working. Johnny, you're my friend, aren't you?
Till the end.
Well, what I want you to do may land you in jail.
That's the end. So long.
No, Johnny, you got to do it. Well, now listen. After I trap the judge, I want you.
Hey, 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 hey. Caught silent session. Is Honor Judge Elias J. Murdoch presiding?
Peter, I got to tell you something.
Now, Maisie, and remember, don't say anything. Leave it all to me.
But, Pete, I found a law passed during the Civil War that was...
No talking amongst the defendants.
Oh.
What's the first case, clerk?
City of Cornwall versus Peter Rockford and me, Revere. Here are all the charges, Your Honor.
Quite a few ordinances broken. About $300 worth, I figure. Nice work, Officer Jenkins.
Thanks, Uncle Elias.
Peter,
Maisie, I'll handle everything. Your Honor, I can explain the charges listed in the complaint. The whole thing was a result of our unified efforts to make a test case of that ridiculous kissing in public law so that all the outmoded city statutes still in existence would be repealed.
Oh, you did, eh? Miss Revere, do you have any testimony to give this court before I find you both guilty?
I have...
Your Honor, what I'm telling you is the truth. Miss Revere can bear me out.
Oh, she can, huh? Miss Revere, you know the charges brought against you. Tell me, are you innocent?
Well, not entirely, Judge, honey. I know a little about the birds eating bees.
Yes, and I insist. Maisie, what's come over you?
You're from the South, Miss Revere?
I sure am, Judge Sugar. I'm just a little old Dixie cup from way down yonder in little old New Orleans.
I don't get you.
Quiet.
Tell me, honey child. I mean, Miss Revere.
Uh-huh.
What is this man to you?
Him? Why, Your Honor, till he came over to me in the park and tried to kiss me, I declare I never saw him before in my whole life.
What?
Maisie.
Frankly, I couldn't blame him for getting flirty with me, Judge, honey. I guess all you young men are alike.
Young?
Yes.
No, I'm not that young, Sugar. I mean girly.
Maisie, this has gone too far. I've heard enough.
So have I. Peter Rockford, I find you guilty of molesting this innocent girl in the public park.
Oh, fine.
Yes, $200. And 6 months in jail. Take him away, officer.
Come on, chump. Maisie, I'll get you for this.
Oh, did you hear that, Eli, honey? I'm scared. Powerful, torn up, scared.
Now, don't you worry, missy. You'll be perfectly safe with that young masher behind the bar.
Well, I know, Judgey Watchy, but I've still got about an hour till my silly old train leaves, and I'm scared being all alone in your city.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a place where a poor, helpless, but awful friendly little gal like myself can sort of kill a little time till my train comes in? Y'all?
Well, my house is just down the street. If you'd like to, spend your last hour in town with me.
Oh, well, you all handsome. Coax me.
Well?
You talk me into it. Shall we go? You know, Eli, honey, it sure has been pleasant sitting with you here on this, you'll pardon the expression, love scene.
Yes, my dear. But you still seem to be afraid of, something.
Hmm?
You keep looking out the window as if you were expecting somebody.
Oh, well, that's just for the habit, Sugar. When I lived on my grandpappy's plantation, I always used to look out the window at the tobacco trees.
Tobacco trees?
Well, where I come from, the tobacco grows real tall. Oh, come in, Johnny.
Say, how do you know who's out there?
Just took a wild guess.
Aha! Well, I find you two together just as I thought.
Why, Judge, honey, what does this perfect stranger mean by that?
Yes, young man, do you realize you're breaking the law by bursting in here?
On the contrary, Judge Murdoch, it is you who are breaking the law.
Yes, I mean, yes?
Breaking the law? What law?
A certain statute passed in 1863 whereby it is unlawful to give refuge or harbor a southerner, of which this young lady is undoubtedly of.
Me, a southerner, you all? Why, that all's ridiculous, all, ain't it all, Judge All?
But that law's outmoded. Well, they just forgot to repeal it.
However, it is still a law punishable by life imprisonment, death, or both.
Oh, we got to do something alive, honey. If I get myself involved in a scandal like this, what will my family in Atlanta think?
Atlanta? I thought you came from New Orleans.
Well, we move around a lot. Young man, couldn't we all come to some kind of agreement to hush this disgraceful thing up?
Yes, I'll do anything.
Oh, you will? Good. Then maybe you all, Well, forget about those other silly, out-of-date laws like kissing in public and free anybody under arrest for violating same, like that Peter Rockford man.
All right.
Uh-huh.
I agree to the terms. Mm. Rockford will go free, and I'll see to it that those stupid laws are repealed.
Good.
Judge, I insist that you put this verbal agreement in writing. Here it is already drawn up.
Well, you were pretty sure yourself, weren't you, young man?
Yeah, honey, we sure were.
What?
We sure were cozy in here until this stranger interrupted us. Sign the paper, Judge, honey. So we're all going to be alone again?
Yes. Alone. Sure. There. Satisfied now?
Uh-huh.
Now, Johnny, go get Pete out of the clink.
Yes, go get the... Hey! You just lost your southern accent.
Did I? Well, it may be a little late, drool boy, but I just decided to join the union.
Just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Here's Maisie.
Well, that little caper wound up on the plus side for humanity. Me and my sample cases are on our merry way into the light blue yonder. I sure hated to say goodbye to Johnny, especially Peter. After all, something might have come from our mutual attraction. The struggling young lawyer and me did have something in common. We both were broke. Well, little Maisie will just struggle along until Mr. Wright comes along. Yes, dear brother. When I finally put my finger in a wedding ring, I'm going to make real sure I ain't putting my foot in it, too. Well, good going, Steve, and be careful.
You've just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Sidney Miller, Louis Jean Height, Earl Ross, Peter Leeds, Frank Nelson, and James Eagle. Jack McCoy speaking.
The Adventures of Maisie, on Tuned to Yesterday from the 23rd of February, 1950, a syndicated broadcast. Certainly Ann Southern's main starring vehicle in film and radio. She appeared in 10 Maisie movies for MGM, with the radio series launching a couple of years before the last picture in 1947, staying on the air until 1952. You're listening to an hour of old-time radio sitcoms on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm Mark LeVonier. Up next, an episode that aired exactly a year before that Adventures of Maisie recording. It's Duffy's Tavern, the program called Electricity, from February 23rd, 1949, on NBC.
Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave meat to eat? Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. What's new? You going on a vacation with Mrs. Duffy? Gonna get away from it all, huh? Duffy, that ain't getting away from it all. That's taking it all with you. Where are you going? Huh? Florida? You mean the place where California sunshine goes to spend the winter? I'm only kidding, Duffy. In California, I'm kidding. You going swimming? Horseback riding? Horseback riding? Duffy, remember the last time Mrs. Duffy rode a horse? She couldn't sit down and the horse couldn't stand up. Now, look, about my vacation, But Duffy, look, Duffy, you work me 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I'm telling you, if I was a horse, they'd throw you in jail. Okay. This is the last straw. This is the hump that breaks the camel's back. Bad sissy on your vacation. What a job.
Well, Miss Archie, what you complaining about? At least you eating and sleeping.
Yeah, but what and where? Believe me, Andy, in this job I can see very little future to be a millionaire. Now, be honest, ain't it struck you as peculiar that a guy of my charm and talent ain't already rich?
Well, now that you mention it, no. Look, Miss Archie, now you don't seem to realize it takes a lot of things for a guy to make $1 million.
Like what?
Understanding of political economy.
Proceed ahead.
A working knowledge of income taxes.
Go on.
Keen insight into the fluctuations of the investment market.
Go on.
Hard work.
So what's wrong with $500,000?
The nerve of your gratitude.
In what respect?
The way you talk about my father. Don't you know that Papa looks on you as one of the family?
And I hate him too.
Oh, what's the use? You're enough to make a person sick to his or her stomach.
Let's understand each other. It ain't that I hate your father, although I do. It's just that I got to get out in the world and try to make some dough.
Oh, that's the trouble with you. All you think about is money. Money don't bring you happiness.
Well, maybe not, but it puts you in a pretty good bargaining position. Why shouldn't I make money? I got as much brains as the next guy.
All right.
Finnegan?
What you doing?
I'm trying to figure out here how to make $1 million.
Well, it's simple, Arch. All you gotta do is make 2 million and lose one.
Well, how do you make the 2 million?
Arch, when we solve that, we got the problem licked. But never mind, it can be done.
How?
Well, take me Uncle Herman. Made a fortune and started on nothing but a shoestring.
How'd he make the fortune?
Selling shoestrings.
Oh.
Yeah, but he lost it when the bottom suddenly fell out of the shoestring market.
Yeah, and when was that?
When the button shoe came in. But right away, just like that, he made another fortune in the food business.
In the food business?
Yeah. You see, it was his idea to have carrier pigeons instead of mailmen.
Carrier pigeons instead of mail? How does this affect the food business?
When you get hungry, you send yourself a letter and eat the mailman.
Sounds yummy. Did your uncle invent any more brilliant things like this?
Oh, sure. He was the guy that invented the horseless carriage.
Your uncle invented the automobile?
No. He invented a carriage without a horse.
But if the carriage ain't pulled by a horse, how does it run?
Goats. God. That's the only way to really make dough. Invent something.
Yeah, I think you gave me the mucus of an idea. Let me see. Now, what ain't been invented yet?
Now, Miss Archie, you know you don't know nothing about inventing things.
So what? What did the Jukes family know before they invented the jukebox? Let's see here.
Hiya, Arch, old pal.
Well, Slippery McGuire, I didn't know you was in town.
I just got out. I just got in.
Oh, yeah? Where you been?
On a vacation. 30 days. But enough about me, Arch. What have you been doing with yourself?
Oh, same old thing. Still fooling around with me inventions.
Oh, have you patented anything yet?
Frankly, no.
You haven't? Then, Arch, don't waste time inventing stuff. The real dough is in the patents.
Yeah, I didn't think anybody ever got a patent. I thought them things was just things that was always pending.
Arch, you trust me, don't you?
Oh, sure, Slip.
Forget the inventing. Get a patent.
But what could I patent?
Come here. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Do you know that nobody's taken out a patent on electricity?
Slip, say it again.
Do you realize that there's no patent on electricity? And that if a well-known inventor like you should apply for a patent...
Slip, I'm beginning to see the light.
See the light? Oh, oh, what a mind! Arch, what a team you and Edison would have made. He had a great sense of humor, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we gotta act fast. Now, you gotta get busy and grab that patent on electricity before somebody beats you to it.
Well, do you think it's honest, though?
Arch, I'm sure Edison would have wanted it that way.
Yeah, huh?
Quick, now, give me the phone, we'll make sure.
Okay, here you are.
Hello, Washington? Patent office? Clever Ideas Department, please. Hello, George? Slippery speaking. Look, I want you to make a thorough search of your records and see if electricity has ever been patented. Yeah, I'll hold on. What's that? It hasn't? Hold the wire. Do you want it or not, Arch?
It's a deal.
Hello, George? Register it quick. Yep, yep. The inventor's name is Archie. Thanks a lot, kid. Well, old pal, this is a solemn moment.
You mean?
Arch, you own electricity.
Have a cigar.
Thanks. Now, look, if you let me have the $10.
The $10? What for?
Edison would have wanted it that way.
Lay off, will you? What's the $10 for, Slippery?
Well, Arch, you don't want a patent worth millions of dollars for nothing, do you?
Well, naturally not. okay, here's the $10, Slip. Hey, I'm just thinking, what a dope.
Who?
At Benjamin Franklin. He invents this stuff, and here I wind up owning it.
Well, Arch, he wasn't as shrewd a businessman as you are.
I guess not. How could a thing like that happen, though?
Didn't you ever hear the story?
No.
Old Ben was out there flying his kite, you see, when he discovered electricity, and in the excitement of the moment, he lost his head, and instead of patenting electricity, he took out a patent on the kite.
Oh, what a jerk. No wonder they called him Poor Richard.
Well, Arch, I guess I better run down and file these papers with my attorney. See you later.
Okay, Slim. Holy cat. The Tsar of Electricity. The king of the kilowatts.
Look, Your Majesty.
Yeah?
Got a message here from one of your subjects.
From one of my subjects? Who?
The electric company. They say that either we pay the bill or they turn off the light. Now, what do we do?
Ignore the vassals. Tell them if they send me one more bill, they're out of business. What a break, though, huh, Eddie? Who would ever think that I'd wind up owning electricity?
Yeah, I always connected you more with natural gas.
Just imagine it. A monopoly on electricity.
Yeah, yeah. Make a fortune. There's no competition.
Oh, except candles and glowworms.
Yeah. Arch, would you mind explaining this invention of yours?
Electricity?
Yeah.
Well, I'll try to. You see, in the old days, Finnegan, our ancestors used to get it from rubbing the backs of cats, you see. But as time progressed forwardly, these cats wore out. So nature was forced to invent the wall socket. Is this clear to you?
Except for one thing.
What?
When you talk, what makes your Adam's apple go up and down like that?
I'll try to be clearer. Yeah. Look, you see that light switch on the wall?
Yeah, yeah.
You see that bulb up on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Well, the stuff in between them is called electricity.
Thanks, Arch. Boy, what an Adam's apple.
I give up.
Well, Arch, I just talked to my patent attorney and he... Oh, hello, Eddie.
Hi, Kingfish.
Well, Arch, the attorney says we got to issue stock certificates.
I don't get it.
We got to start a corporation.
I still don't get it, Hank.
Well, Arch, we need more money.
Get it? Why do we need more money?
Edison would have wanted it that way.
Excuse me a minute. Hello, Duffy's Tavern, Archie the Electrical Maggot speaking. Oh, yes, a hole of wire. It's for you, Slip.
Oh, thanks, Arch. Hello? Oh, yes, yes, I'll ask him. Arch, Mayor O'Dwyer wants to know about the lights on Broadway.
What about them?
Do you want them on or off?
Tell him to keep them burning. The show must go on.
Hello? Permission granted.
Thanks, Slip.
Now, Arch, as my attorney was saying, we need a little extra money.
Hello? Okay, just a minute. Another call for you.
Ah, thanks. Hello? Oh, yes, Warden. Yeah. Well, I'll have to ask the president of our company. Arch, the warden up at Sing Sing, wants to know if it's okay for them to use a little extra current tonight.
For how long?
Oh, about 30 seconds.
Tell them it's okay.
Warden, throw the switch. Arch, that was sweet of you.
Well, you know, you gotta live and let live. Now, what was you saying about your attorney?
Well, he says we gotta get these blueprints printed.
I thought you said stock certificates.
Oh, did I? Well, anyway, they're gonna cost us $3.
$3? Well, okay, Slip, here. You got me last nickel, but believe me, it's worth it. Electricity.
Thanks. Now, look, you better get busy and start selling some stock so we can get this monopoly up on the big board.
Okay, Slip, I'll get going right away. Holy cow. Wall Street. The big board. Eddie, just think. I'm a public utility. Just like American Can. Hello? Oh, yes? Huh? Either I paid a bill or you'll what? Oh, yeah? Just for that remark, you're out of business.
Who was that?
A former electric light company.
Well, Arch, I'm back.
For how much?
$5.
What for?
Well, Arch, I'm sorry, but I have a confession to make. You know that patent I got?
Yeah.
Arch, I hate to tell you this.
What is it?
I forgot DC.
You forgot DC? You mean all we get is BC?
Arch, don't rub it in. I feel bad enough already.
But, Slip, I ain't got $5. I'll have to give you an IOU.
Arch, you can't.
Why not?
Well, you know an IOU isn't any good.
What do you mean?
I've given you dozens of them, haven't I?
Yeah.
Was there a single one of them was any good?
No.
There you are.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, here's the $5.
Thanks, Arch. Have you sold any stock yet?
Well, I ain't been able to find no salesman.
Well, why don't you do it yourself?
Me? A big electrical tycoon? You want me to run around like an electrical full of brush, man?
But, Arch, nobody else has your personality. Why don't you get on the phone and try it?
Okay, Slip. I guess I do have a lot of personality at that, eh? Hello? Hello, Chinley's Laundry? Oh, hello, Chin. Was machst du?
Was machst du?
He changed his name for business purposes, sir. Look, Chin, this is Archie. How you like buy Velly Glood stock in Velly Glood Company? Yes, sell you electrical stock. Yeah, Velly cheap. Okay, Chin, chop chop. Hello? Schimmelbacher's Bakery? Herr Schimmelbacher, please. Hello, Jim. Herr Archie. How is by you the Hausfrau? Good. Schimmelbagger, ich habe ein electrical holding company mit sehr gut stock. Can't you to buy some? Good enough. Now, Schimmelbagger, telling me that son-in-law of yours, O'Casey, you think he'd be after liking to buy a few shares himself, Figara? Hello, Russian Kretschmer. Comrade Archie. Dovyetsky's Tavern. Yeah. How do you like to buy stock and increase your, you should pardon the expression, capital? Finnegan, did you see Schimmelbacher?
Yeah.
Chinley?
Yeah.
The Kretschmer?
Yeah.
Did you collect the dough for the stocks?
Yeah.
How much?
9 fingers and 22 toes.
$31.
Yeah.
Here it is, Arch.
Hey, look at that, Eddie. 31 smackers. Boy, that electricity is a... Huh? Hey, what happened? The lights went out.
Yeah. It's pitch dark in here.
Miss Duffy, did you turn the lights off?
Of course not.
Then who did?
Dare I suggest that it was the electric light company?
You mean because I didn't pay 5 lousy bills, they turned the lights out?
You was expecting maybe a medal?
The nerve of them. Me that holds the patents on electricity, turning the lights off on me for a lousy $9.23.
Arch! How come it's so dark in here?
Who's that?
Slippery McGuire.
Oh, glad to hear you. Sorry, Slip, but they turned the lights off on us. But forget about that. Did you see our attorney?
Yep, I did. He says we have to have a partner to form an international electrical cartel. Uh-huh. Now, you'll have to sign these papers as the sole owner of electricity.
Okay. Finnegan, light a match, will you? Got to sign these important papers here. Hey, just a minute, Slip. Who's me partner in this cartel?
Come here till I whisper.
Who?
The Ali Khan.
No kidding. Slip, how did you ever get a guy like that?
I happen to have an important contact in Hollywood.
Oh. Say no more, Slip. Me and the Ali Khan partners in the International Electric Cartel. Finnegan, light another match, will you?
Tell me, Arch, did you sell any stock?
Yep, $31 worth. Now, what'll it cost to start this cartel?
Well, with this Ali Khan as our partner, we'll only have to put up 4,000 rupees.
How much is that?
$31.
Uh-huh.
And with that $31, Arch, we'll make a million. You got a map of the world here?
Yeah, you got a flashlight?
No.
Eddie, get me a candle, will you?
It's too dark, yeah. I can't find a candle.
Oh, okay, Finnegan, light another match. Now, here's a map of the world here. Hold a little higher, Finnegan. Now, let's divvy it up, Slip. Now, I'll take Africa, Asia, and Madagascar. And the Ali Khan can have,
Miss Archer, I found a candle.
Oh, good. Light it, Finnegan. Huh?
Sorry, Archie, I'm out of matches.
Okay, I'll light it myself. What an organization. Here I am, the electrical king of the world, and I gotta do everything myself. Now, let's see here. Now, here's Alaska. Hey, wait a minute. In Alaska, the nights are 6 months long, ain't they?
You mean...
Yep. We'll have a light in every igloo by Christmas. Boy, I'll make $1 million out of this monopoly. Eddie, move the candle. It's dripping on me foot. Wait a minute. I'm going to call up that electric company, turning off the lights. I wonder if they realize that with a flick of me patent, I could put them out of business. Give me that phone. Eddie, hold the candle over here so I can see the dial, huh? Hello? Electric light company? This is Duffy's Tavern. I have reason to believe that you people have turned off our lights. Yes, and I want to warn you, sir, that a few heads is going to rule for this. Who am I? I happen to be the sole owner of the patent on electricity. Huh? What? Are you sure? Slip, The guy says I don't own it.
There must be some mistake, Arch. Hang up on him till I check with Washington again.
I'll call you back. Slip, this is terrible. We got to get Washington in a hurry. Eddie, quick, hold the candle over the dial.
Hello, operator. Get me the patent office in Washington. Hello, patent office. Slippery McGuire. Say, what's going on down there anyway? Does Archie own the patent on electricity or don't he? Huh? Mix up in the records?
I see.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Arch, there's been a slight mistake. They found out Benjamin Franklin took out the patent after all.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, but Slip, this is terrible.
Oh, you think so? Arch, the cloud has a silver lining.
Silver lining?
Yep. I just got the tip off. Benjamin Franklin did not take out a patent on the kite.
Oh. Slipped up, huh?
Without changing the cartel one bit, do you know how many kites we could sell? Take a windy city like Chicago. Millions of them.
Slip, I think you're right. We could make a fortune.
Now, let's look over this map again for new territory.
Okay, Eddie, the candle, please.
Now, Arch, you know, the kite is the common thing.
Oh, no doubt about it. Slip, from here in, we're going to concentrate on a kite and forget about electricity.
Good. Edison would have wanted it that way.
Hello? Oh, hello, Duffy. Yeah, have a good time and I'll be with you next week.
Duffy's Tavern, on Tuned to Yesterday from February 23rd, 1949, an NBC broadcast. And that does it for this hour of sitcoms on Tuned to Yesterday. Be with us again for more programs from radio's golden age. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVonier. Thanks for listening.